Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh to give an update on the Shiloh annexation discussions. This is part one of a two-part interview.
Regarding Shiloh, last time you were on our interview program, it was April. Obviously, a lot's progressed since then. Can you kind of give me an update on what's happened since our last official conversation?
Yeah, the biggest thing, you know, we've had a couple more public meetings to really kind of talk to those individuals that have been engaged in kind of the planning discussion and you know, talking through the positives and negatives and what the parcel and the building could bring to the community. And really, we've worked with RDG design and planning out of Des Moines to really take those ideas and you know, kind of put pencil to paper and see how that really lays out. And we've done version one. We'll do version two in the next couple weeks and really kind of focus into what it could be. And then we can kind of back into, you know, what some of those revenue numbers would be for property tax, whether it be the school district, the county, or the city. And we're looking at, you know, a 5, 10, 15-year plan on what that could be as far as revenues.
And there's some action taken at the city council meeting where legal documents are going to be prepared or starting to get prepared. Can you kind of educate me on what exactly that means?
Yeah, the biggest thing to do an annexation agreement or, you know, for better terms, kind of a contractual agreement with multiple entities, we really kind of want to get it on paper and work with both Shiloh and Maryland Farms attorneys so that we can craft a document that is agreeable to everybody should we get to that point where we do look to engage a voluntary annexation request from Shiloh and Maryland Farms. So it's really going to start that process with the attorneys to really give us the questions we need to answer so that if and when the council takes action on it, that they're prepared with a legal document that works.
Perfect. And that, you did mention not just a six-month or one-year process, a 5, 10, 15-year process, but are there any ideas on, as well with the residential development, what kind of tax revenue that could bring into the city?
You know, it's substantial if you look at, you know, not knowing kind of what types of homes that RGG is proposing as far as what they bring the tax rolls. Currently, the property is tax exempt, so you know, it is a unique opportunity for those taxable entities, whether it be the school district, the city, or the county, to get some revenue off of it should it be converted over to more of a subdivision based parcel.
And then a common phrase that you've mentioned throughout this whole process is annexation doesn't mean ownership. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of explain where people can get confused and what the process is actually shaping up to look like?
Yeah, so annexation is just a request to bring certain parcels into kind of the city fold. And during that process, it allows for city guidance with respect to infrastructure, roads, sewer, what can be built where with zoning requirements and so forth. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we take on the financial burden to provide those services. That's where a developer comes in and they would take that ownership and sell those lots and so forth. The city isn't going to be selling lots and doing that. That's somebody else's job that would take on that financial
It would be
risk
the landowner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's RDG. You've been reviewing their first version over the last couple of weeks. What exactly were the big takeaways?
You know, the property is unique with respect to providing recreational opportunities for Kelowna and the surrounding communities and Washington County. And being able to provide public access to some of those amenities and keeping that residential component, you know, at an appropriate distance, I think was really the first thing that we really focused on in phase one is being able to provide the accessibility and also keep kind of homeowners at bay and what that appropriateness is. There was a lot of discussion on that.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slawbaugh. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.